Wednesday night. Time to check in with our weekly feature on Chadron State Athletics. Here's Voice of the Eagles' Dave Collins with this week's Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmer State Bank, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron.
Tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal, really happy to be joined in the studio by Jory Peters, Chadron State Eagles sophomore guard. And Jory, you had finals today before you were able to come into the studio. How's finals week been going for you here as you get done with the semester?
It's been going good. It's good to finally wrap things up and be done with classes for the semester leading into Christmas break.
What's been your favorite class so far this semester?
I think my favorite class has been my intro to law class.
Law stuff's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it is.
We'll get into some quick hits and learn a little bit more about you and introduce some things about you to our fans. Maybe that'll tie in as we start looking post-college a bit. Again, Jory Peters with us here tonight. Let's get to the basketball court, Jory, where last Saturday gave our fans a great performance on Saturday night. You step up with this huge performance, 24 points on 8 of 15 shooting. It's like you couldn't miss out there, just really locked in on Saturday. What allowed you to play with that kind of efficiency on offense and play so well?
Well, coming off our game on Friday, a team goal was really that we wanted to play with intensity and just up our game a whole nother level. And I think I was trying to lead by example and just go out and try my hardest and see what happened.
And I think at the end of the game, it really showed a lot of that leadership. It looked like you really wanted the basketball in your hands in a close game. Was that the case? Did you want that opportunity?
I just really want the ball anyway. I don't know. I think I've learned over my career in basketball that you have to want it to get it. And I think I've let my teammates know that. So they trust me with that ball.
And that's great. It's just a sophomore. Did you feel like as a sophomore, I guess, do you feel like now as a sophomore that you're surprised that your teammates have that much trust in you? Or are you? Is that something you've really been working towards and you're glad you got it now?
Well, grinding every day with them, it's not surprising that we do have that trust and I trust them the same. But it has definitely gotten better now that this is my second year and I know more people on a personal level.
There's some more tie-in with that I want to get to as well. As again, just a sophomore and you're playing so great and you have kind of that upperclassman leadership. Mm-hmm. And what gives you that kind of confidence? Even as just a sophomore playing in a competitive conference like the RMAC, how do you feel so confident when you've got the ball in your hands?
Just getting in the mindset before the game, knowing that you can't play as a sophomore. You have to come out as a senior every time you step on the court, even if you are an underclassman. And I think I learned that in high school, going to a small school and starting all 4 years as a freshman. And I'm just trying to carry that on now.
Been a team leader for a long time and continuing to do so here at Chadron State.
We've got more from inside CSC Athletics coming up. You're listening to the Chadron State Sports Journal on Double Q Country.
I see the sign out front says Farmer State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmer State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmer State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.
Back with more of today's CSC Sports Journal, here's Eagles Sports Insider Dave Collins.
All right, welcome back. It's the Chadron State Sports Journal here tonight. Jory Peters, our guest, a local Mitchell High School product, of course, now in her second season with Chadron State. You're a sophomore, which we've mentioned, so you got a lot of college career left on the basketball court, a couple more years plus the rest of this season. I would imagine the growth from the high school level basketball to college was quite the jump. What are the things you remember most about that change from playing Mitchell High School ball to Chadron State College basketball?
The pace is ridiculously fast in college, and I don't think I was ready for that initially, but the shot clock really does a big difference when it comes to possessions on the court. And I remember in high school, people could stall, we could stall for I don't know how long, like 5 minutes, but this game is just keeps going, and it takes a lot to get used to.
Is it like being on a treadmill that just doesn't stop?
Yes,
right?
It is.
Do you think, would you like to see a shot clock in high school basketball here in Nebraska? Is that something you think would be good for the game, or do you like the change at the college level?
I do really think that it'd help them adjust, the high school level adjust to college basketball, but that's assuming that they'll go on and play college basketball. It's nice to see that those girls still have like time to develop, but knowing that other states have gone to it, it would definitely bring up the level of play.
What about the change from Mitchell High School to Shadron State in terms of handling the basketball and the school workload part of it too? There's a change I imagine there for you that's you got to get used to.
Yeah, college is definitely different anywhere you go, and it definitely helps being from a small town and going to a small town where the people are just wholesome and even the teachers are willing and professors are willing to help at any cost.
Jory Peters, our guest tonight on the Sports Journal. So we've talked about the big leap, high school to college. What about college year one to year two? You're constantly learning and growing as a person and player. Have you noticed some changes that have made you even a better player and college student here since your freshman year going into the sophomore, now closing in on your junior year already?
Yes, the culture that our team has brought has changed so much even from the past year to this year. And I think that's what's increasing our level of play. And I'm just excited to see what it can even get better next year and do.
Jory Peters, former Mitchell High School Tiger and now leading Shadron State women's basketball on the floor. And let's do some quick hits with you, Jory. We'll start off with your favorite CSC basketball moments so far. I know it's been a short career to this point, mm-hmm. but what's one that sticks out to you?
I think that Saturday was my favorite moment just because Regis has been so competitive in the RMAC for, I know, as long as I've been here. Just this past year, they were top 10. And everyone in the RMAC probably thinks that they can stomp on us, but we just made a statement on Saturday so early in the season.
I love that. We just made a statement Saturday. Mm-hmm. It was so fun. That was a statement. Jory, what is a favorite Mitchell High School basketball moment that you have?
My junior year when we got the first win at state. I think there was a previous win in history for Mitchell at state, but it happened in like the 80s.
So it'd been a while.
Yeah, it had. And it was great to see the community come down to Lincoln and support us. And I know my parents are big into high school sports and they're all for the NSAA atmosphere. And it was just awesome to see us get that win at the Devaney Center, I think.
Yeah, that was cool. Kiana Wilfred, your teammate mm-hmm. back in high school. She's now a freshman at UNLV playing basketball mm-hmm. at the Division I level. Do you guys keep in touch? Do you talk basketball with Kiana?
We did earlier in this preseason. I asked her how it was going. And because I know I struggled with preseason is tough because it's conditioning. It's weights, it's basketball, everything 24/7.
Yeah.
And she said that she loved it up there and she loved the atmosphere and she loved her team. And I haven't really talked to her about basketball, but I have been in touch.
What's in the water in Mitchell to produce such really good college basketball players like you and Kiana? It's pretty amazing that from a small C1 Nebraska mm-hmm. town, mm-hmm. you got two players who are really getting the job done in college.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the water, but it's something.
It's something. Jory, what about women's basketball and the Division I or Division II level, men, NBA? Do you follow basketball outside of your team? What's your plan? Who are some of your teams, players that you like in the game?
I really just focus on watching film in preparation for our games. I know this is probably not good to say, but I don't really enjoy watching the NBA because I feel like they're professional, like they're too perfect, and I rather watch like the top NCAA Division I boys basketball because it's competitive, it's fast. And we were at a basketball tournament earlier this season, and I remember turning on one of the big tournaments in Hawaii and mm-hmm. watching with one of my teammates, so that was pretty fun. But besides that, not really.
Yeah, I'm a college basketball guy myself. I like the pace and like you mentioned, that speed of the game compared to the NBA. What do you want to accomplish the most while you're here at Shadron State?
I really want to contribute to the culture of our program and even the whole sports program. I think that in the past, we've struggled, and that's why we were on a downhill, but I want to contribute to the people first before the wins.
Well, that's terrific. And we had heard that you had a law final mm-hmm. That you had gotten out of the way, and good to know that's passed before basketball. And so are you studying to become a lawyer? Do you want to get into the legal profession?
Yes, I want to go to law school and someday be a lawyer.
What kind of law do you want to practice? Have you thought that far ahead of what you really want to do?
I really haven't. There's so many areas that could open up into, and I know my area of interest may change, so I'm just going to leave it open until I know for sure what my calling is.
Certainly. Got plenty of time to figure out what kind of law you want to practice. That's great, though, that you're taking law on. Who is the toughest player you've had to guard in the RMAC?
Well, I can't say names because I don't remember names very well, but the Mesa point guard is really tough, and we'll actually be facing her this weekend, and I think it'll be a good challenge for me going from my freshman year to sophomore year just to see how much better I can defend her.
Yeah, you sound really excited.
I am, yeah.
For something like that. People like to shy away from a challenge. Do you really like to take on a challenge and really put yourself up against tough situations?
Yeah, I think I thrive under pressure. This weekend, we just come off of a loss, and it was a huge challenge, like mental challenge, to get over that loss and look towards another game. And I feel like that's when I do my best.
I always like to mention during broadcasts the Friday-Saturday night schedule. Mm-hmm. You're used to it from high school. I would imagine you like that because you lose Friday, you get to come back and race it Saturday. If you win Friday, you get a chance to win two straight and have a great weekend. Do you think that way when you're out there a little bit?
Yeah. The only trouble I have with the Friday-Saturday game is when we have to travel in between cities. That's not fun, but after a game and right before a game.
Pretty tough to get to sleep at 3, 4 in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Wake up, shoot around. Mm-hmm. And so when that does happen, say we're on like a trip this weekend coming up with Mesa Saturday, be a late night getting to sleep and then all that stuff the next day. How much do you really kind of feel that once the ball tips off, or does it just kind of happen later in the game once the game starts to go on that Saturday night of a road trip?
I feel like it hits the hardest when we wake up for shoot around, and after shoot around and when we get to come back and kind of relax, it's kind of gone. So I only really feel it maybe at the beginning of shoot around, and then it's gone.
And the adrenaline's pumping and the excitement when the game's coming. Yeah. So you just play right through. All right, we'll finish up with you tonight, Jory. Final question. We are going on the road trip that we've talked about, Western Colorado and Mesa on the way. Do you have a favorite gym you've played in on the road yet here at Shadron State that is one you really enjoyed?
On the road, there was a gym that was really cool because it felt like a D1 atmosphere, but it wasn't. I think it was Dixie, maybe? Mm-hmm. Dixie State, when we went last year. I really liked the feel and atmosphere of their gym. We didn't play very well that game, but I liked it.
Yeah, a lot of fans were in there that night. I remember that. And a long road trip coming home from Dixie State.
Yes,
and
it was.
All right, Jory Peters with us here tonight. Jory, best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Go out and get a couple more great games under your belt. Hopefully we can win a couple on the road. Really appreciate you coming in to be our guest tonight on the Shadron State Sports Journal. Thanks, Jory.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Shadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport, and Shadron. Tune in next week and all season long for more insights into Eagles team happenings, unique student-athlete stories, and special features surrounding Shadron State sports. Download tonight's podcast of the show through our website, panhandlepost.com. Click the CSC logo link.